ABC Radio Australia.
Leaders of the Free West Papua movement, known as the OPM, say they'll continue with their so-called war against Indonesia as they push their cause, calling for the international community and the United Nations to recognise their work, which is ultimately independence from Indonesia. A stern statement was delivered in a rare event in the Papua New Guinean capital, Port Moresby, yesterday. Of course, PNG is Indonesia's neighbour. The PNG government's maintained its stance on the issue in recent years, saying it respects Indonesian sovereignty, but there have been signs within the government's own ranks that there's pressure for it to change its policy. Indonesia, though, maintains that West Papua will remain its territory, with the Defence Minister earlier this week declaring that they're not allowed independence. Bethany Harriman has this story from the PNG capital, Port Moresby.
The leaders of West Papua Freedom Movement say they have been fighting the Indonesian government for nearly 60 years, and in recent times there has been no shortage of pictures uploaded on Facebook purporting to show how victims in West Papua are suffering at the hands of Indonesian military under a policy which the OPM and its chairman, Jeffrey Bomanak, have characterized as genocide, and one that won't be stopped, he says, until Indonesia agrees to meet at a round table to discuss West Papuan independence peacefully.
We have law inside law, that constitution allow me to...
We have laws from that constitution that allows OPM to negotiate with the Indonesian government to solve this problem. This war has been going on a long time. This fight is still here. So the situation we see is Indonesia is trying its best to avoid the negotiations between OPM and Indonesia. So this war will not end. It will continue even if Indonesia brings development or money, but this we are talking about is our fundamental rights.
After 57 years, it's one of the world's longest-running insurgencies, and the violence has escalated in recent weeks after West Papua freedom fighters kidnapped and killed 20 construction workers in reprisal to raids by the Indonesian police. Prior to that, there were claims that the Indonesian armed forces used a banned chemical weapon, the white phosphorus bomb, to subdue separatists. But through spokesperson Sebi Sambom, the OPM's military wing says they won't back down despite the sheer size of the Indonesian defense force.
That the military win of West Papua will make war until the international community, until the government of Papua New Guinea, the other Pacific countries come up and look in the way how to resolve the conflict peacefully.
While there are politicians in PNG who support the West Papuan cause, most are afraid to speak out. But the outspoken governor of Oro Province, Gary Jufa, is not one of them.
It is a noble fight. It is a fight that is right. So what if they have the biggest army in the world? Why do they have a large army anyway? Something like the fifth or sixth largest army. Who are they trying to fight? This army has been constructed just to carry out this genocide.
The fact that the OPM meeting took place in Port Moresby raised fresh questions about where the Papua New Guinea government stands on the West Papua movement. But on numerous occasions in the recent past, the line has consistently been one of respecting Indonesian sovereignty. So no fresh answers are expected from the O'Neill administration.